25 minutes past seven now. Now, maybe it's my misunderstanding, but when I have thought of apprenticeships in the past, I've always thought about young people learning on the job, picking up skills from some senior figure while he or she goes about his or her work. Apparently, that's not always the way, though. Earlier this week, I went to the opening of a classroom for apprentices at Bournemouth and Poole College. Now, that college has over 2,000 apprentices studying there at any one time. And a number of those are sponsored by the Wimborne-based manufacturing company who have also financed this new classroom. And who, it turns out, have had a couple of people at the top of their tree who were also once apprentices themselves.
We've got copies here of the Explorer terminal, which we used to broadcast the first live television broadcast from the top of Everest.
Okay.
And this is Cobham Technology here.
My name is Diane Grinnell, and I'm the principal of Bournemouth and Poole College. We're standing in a classroom that's been refurbished for the use mainly of our apprentices from Cobham.
And how does this work for apprentices? Because I kind of had this vague idea about apprenticeships involving learning on the job. So what would you do in these classrooms as an apprentice?
Well, the apprentices that are here today are with us initially on a full-time basis, so they'll be here 5 days a week. And they're learning in their first year some basic skills, and after they've completed their first year with us, they can then go into the workplace for part of their time and start to make a meaningful contribution.
My name's Dikra, and I'm doing an engineering apprenticeship.
And you're in your first year?
Yeah, first year.
So what are we, like 3 weeks in?
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
It's really good. We're doing boot camp at the minute, and it's really good. They get us to know each other and do a lot of cool stuff.
So what do you want to achieve? Do you have an idea of where you want to wind up?
Yeah, I want to do like aeronautics and maybe do internationally and nationally and everything, yeah. Go from country to country.
You're 16 years old?
Yeah.
Only just?
Yeah, only just.
How does a 16-year-old girl get interested in aeronautics?
I just love flying, I love speed, I'm a fanatic about it. Yeah. I love karting as well, so I just had to do it.
My name's Alex Holt, and I'm the head of branding and digital at Cobham PLC.
And for want of a better word now, you're a grown-up, but there was a time when you were an apprentice with Cobham.
Yeah, about 14 years ago, back in 2002, I joined the Cobham Apprenticeship Programme. It's a four-year programme, and since then I've done the graduate programme, a fully sponsored degree in business, and nowadays I look after branding and digital.
You'd anticipate somebody who's done an apprenticeship in that kind of area to be working, you know, with a welding mask on or God knows what else. And here you are, having done all that, gone through the graduate scheme, and you're working in marketing. That's quite an endorsement of apprenticeships for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I joined the apprenticeship scheme, people did say, you know, what you join as is not necessarily what you'll become. And it's the sort of scheme where there's so much opportunity, lots of different placements, different rotations. Every 4 months that you rotate into a different department. You know, I've worked around the world working on radar systems. I've done all sorts of different things in my 14 years with Cobham, and here I am now working in a branding and marketing role and thoroughly enjoying myself.
My name's Pauline Howell, and I'm responsible for challenge and organisation design for the Cobham Group.
Does that mean then that all these apprentices are your responsibility?
Ultimately, yes.
Do you want to tell me your snazzy apprentice facts?
Two of our previous CEOs started their careers as apprentices, absolutely. Not necessarily with Cobham. They didn't start with Cobham, but they absolutely got their foundations as an apprenticeship programme and were responsible for circa, I would have said, 10,000 employees at their time when they were part of the programme. They were responsible for a £1.5 billion business. But if you look across industry, you'll see the roots of a lot of senior people were in apprenticeship programmes.
Isn't that cool that some of these bright-eyed, bushy-tailed teenagers in this room one day could be doing something like that?
I have no doubt, and worked with a couple of apprentices recently myself in one of my programmes, and I know they are future general managers. They're going to be running their own business unit, and they're going to be really good. The learning and the development is rapid.
Pauline Howell from Cobham there talking to me about the classroom that they've sponsored at Bournemouth and Poole College, which opened earlier this week.
BBC Radio Solent Travel.
And I've got to say, right, I turned up quite early to that thing and didn't quite know what I was doing and walked into what I thought was the classroom. It was full of apprentices.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down with them. And I didn't realise that all the sort of, again, I'm sorry to use this word, but all the grown-ups were meant to be elsewhere.
Right.
So I was with all these kind of 16 to 20-year-olds. And they were all kind of dressed in their Cobham kit. But I had a really nice chat with them. They were all really mature and they were all quite impressed that I had a maths degree.
Really?
The only time I've ever been in a room with people who were impressed about my nerdiness. How are we doing on the road?